Your habits are how you do things, the tactics that you use in service of getting what you want. Examples are daily exercise, a healthy diet, consistent saving and investing, and giving your undivided attention to your loved ones. Good habits promote efficiency and productivity by limiting the need for constant decision-making. When actions become habits, they require less mental energy and become automatic. When you consistently practice positive habits, you strengthen your ability to stay committed, resist temptation, deal with adversity, and overcome challenges. We talked about the work. The work is figuring out why you do things, what you want, and who you are. From there, it's figuring out the best way to do what you do. It's figuring out the necessary habits, creating the best routines. From there, it comes down to execution. You have choice. While we have very little control over the circumstances of our lives, we have absolute control over how we think, feel, and respond to them. This is a superpower. Harnessing that superpower is what this journal is all about. It's falling in love with the doing. I want you to get serious and become passionate about what's important. Passion and being passionate about your life are great, but it's a losing game to expect to feel passionate immediately. Your work and other necessary aspects of your life will not become your calling overnight, and they may not ever. For a while, it's just going to be work. Many of your obligations will remain that way. The trick is to become serious about them. Because when you become serious, you get better. As you get better, you'll become great and eventually achieve mastery. From there, you've created the conditions for passion to blossom. Fall in love with the doing. I believe you're worthy and deserving of the life you want, but you're not entitled to it. You've got to get to work and fall in love with the doing. In earlier sections, I talked about our prime directive of realizing our potential. Six key areas, knowing what matters. I've talked about making decisions based on what's most important and being a good steward of your resources. All of this while balancing your wants and needs. Remember, life is not a game of perfect. You're not going to get everything right. You're going to mess up, slip up. You'll forget some of the stuff you worked hard to learn. The key is recognizing when you're coming up short, making the necessary corrections, and getting back on track. I want you to constantly learn and grow, but I want you to grow virtuously and sustainably. Go too hard, you'll burn out. Don't go hard enough, you won't get to where you want to go. Virtuous growth is accomplished through daily practice. It's done one day at a time. That's what you're doing here.